Hello. Today is February 4th, and we're doing government and security today, but we're actually recording this on the 2nd, and it's 2-2-20. And apparently, if you do it backwards, it's the same. Or so I saw when I was half asleep on Twitter this morning.
Why would you do it backwards?
I don't know. I saw multiple comments about it. People were really excited
It's the
about that.
first time in 900
Yeah, I don't
years.
know why. People were very, very excited.
Krista, this year will be an entire month of 420.
I did see that. People in the chat were letting me know.
Let's start with the FCC. We love to start with the FCC. And this week we have something good from the FCC, but boy, it took them a long time to figure out something that seemed really obvious to everybody else.
The FCC says that wireless location data sharing broke the law.
Oh no.
And by broke the law, I mean that it's like, not really breaking the law. Breaking the law, like a little girl running a lemonade stand, is technically breaking the health code laws. That's what they mean when they say breaking the law
Look at
here.
the picture of the guy next to Ajit Pai. He's like, Yeah, I've been telling y'all.
Speak, brother, speak. So yeah, we're not sure what the punishment's going to be at this point.
A
So
$5 fine.
they
Yeah,
could
essentially.
easily just, come up with this non. And when you say $100 million, that's a non-punishment.
Yeah.
Because they
They made
made
more than that selling the
way more than
data.
that, way more than that, yeah. And they knew what they were doing. And we have been talking about, of course, we have the whole like Apple FBI soap opera and how the government wants more and more control, more and more of a window into our technological lives. Now, what they want is a backdoor, and plain and simple. But they're hitting resistance. Like the people are like, wait, no, you can't do this to us. So, as is often the way the government does, they're trying to find a bit of a side road. They're trying to find that
A side gate.
the goat path into Thermopylae, as it would be. And this is maybe a good way to do that.
Feds have ordered a massive number of tech giants to help hunt down one WhatsApp mess dealer. So they've literally said, hey, if you're an ISP and you're passing through WhatsApp data, you need to figure out where this person is. And everybody's just kind of looking around like, what?
End-to-end encryption prevents that.
And they
So
know that.
the only way you could give them what they wanted. Another really interesting thing here, the really terrifying thing, I guess we should say, is that they only know that this meth dealer who's in Mexico loves WhatsApp. But they've already sent the same demands to Google and Facebook. But they're not even sure this guy uses Google and Facebook.
Can you imagine a world where people aren't so dumb and or corrupt that they, I mean, the situation is that there's somebody sitting in their office saying, man, people are surrounded by technology. If only we could co-opt technology and make it to where that technology will literally tattle on everything that you do, we could immediately arrest all the people doing illegal things. And it's like,
Yeah, I can't imagine that. It looks like China.
It starts
It's
to look
starting to
like
look
here
like, yeah,
too.
the US is pretty
I don't
striking
know.
resemblance.
It's a great template to use, right? Well, that Democratic primary is it's next week, right? I can never
I feel like
Iowa
it's
the
been like
Iowa
the
not the primary
mudslinging
vote, but the first caucus, I think,
has
is
been
next
going
week.
on.
And I am somewhat enjoying, but also like enjoying it sort of like a like, oh my God, it really is this bad kind of way. The Ron Pauling of Bernie Sanders. But Ron Paul was never in first place. And Bernie is. Did you see they pulled a CNN poll?
Oh, they put him under other.
No, they just won't release it.
Oh.
Because he clearly won. And probably in a majority fashion. But they're like, there were some questions about how we obtained this data. We're not going to run it. And it's like, wow. Really?
There was a they did another poll, I think it was CNN, where they had all of the candidates and then he was under other, and it was like, 12%, 7%, 4%, and then 37%, and
But you're
that
thinking of this guy.
Oh,
I'm
am
talking
I?
about Sanders.
No, I'm talking about Sanders.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
They
it
did
wouldn't
too.
surprise me for either one,
But
really,
this,
but.
so, but that, all that to say, this story is about Mr. Andrew Yang. I don't think he has a chance, but they're doing everything they can. They're trying to hit all of the major hot issues, and his latest one is, I guess it's important, but it's definitely a great headline.
Andrew Yang warns against the Slaughterbots and urges a global ban on autonomous weaponry. I sent wave after wave of my own men. Little did they know that the killbots had a preset kill limit.
This picture is great because I feel like it could really be photoshopped into like a profit sort of image.
Well, that's true of all the candidates. They're really good at finding bad pictures of the person they don't like.
Yeah.
Now, I hope, since we're using the term slaughter bots, I hope the plan is to build them all in the image of Sergeant Slaughter.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of the, like, does anybody not remember Collateral Murder? Like, the whole, like, remote push button thing? Slaughter bots doesn't seem like it's that big of a threat when you've got all this other stuff going on.
So doesn't that kind of already exist as well with, like, the drone program?
Well, you're not, supposedly, you're not allowed to let the drone decide. That's the difference.
Oh, well, obviously. But
that makes me feel better.
Don't we have psychological experiment after psychological experiment that shows that just pushing the okay button is basically the same thing? Like that, what was the experiment where there was the horrible torture sounds coming from the next room and the doctor was like, just keep pressing the button, it's fine.
That's more about authority. I mean, if you're given the command to press the button, then there's the argument of, was that your decision or was it the commander's decision?
I'm pretty sure you'd be dishonorably discharged if you thought twice about pushing the button before, you know, blowing up the motorcade or whatever.
But you also have to keep in mind that we can ban slaughter bots all we want, but if our enemies don't do that, if the other major powers don't do that, then we're at a huge disadvantage.
Do we even really need slaughter bots with biological weapons and, you know, massive viruses?
Coronavirus has been a hot topic around our office for the last 2 weeks.
That's like the whole Sun Tzu thing, right? The bloodless victory.
Yeah.
So if your opponent won't use slaughter bots and you will, that could be a bloodless victory. So we'll see.
Our viewers don't know Sun Tzu. It's fine.
Everyone knows Sun Tzu.
So many people. Actually, Sun Tzu is not who you want to read. Or Machiavelli. Actually, you want to go with, you know, include esoteric reference.
Everything I know about Eastern philosophers is from epic rap battles, so.
Philosophy courses, you didn't take any at all in university?
No, I did. Yeah. I had to. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, the FBI, in maybe one of the greatest pieces of hubris that we've ever seen, is a little bit worried now about the government being hacked. By what, you query? Well, perhaps the same tools that the government uses to hack.
Exclusive. The FBI probes use of Israeli firm spyware in personal and government hacks, according to sources. Now, this is the NSO group. This is the same group, supposedly, not really, that's been involved in a number of things that we've covered here on the Level 1 News. And so the FBI is like, wait a minute. There are people, American citizens are being hacked for commercial interests. These aren't even people that are part of state. Like the Jeff Bezos hack, which was Saudi Arabia, not Israel. But the FBI said, hey, we've been investigating this since 2017, which is weird because they usually don't comment on ongoing investigations.
Could this indicate that tools used or built strictly for government use could leak to other people who would use them maliciously?
That would never happen.
You mean the back door can't tell who's using it and can't keep the bad guys out?
The back door can't tell who's using it would be a great name for a certain kind of film. Well, facial recognition, that's big, right? And isn't it somewhat ironic that China's facial recognition probably isn't working at all right now because everyone's wearing a mask or they're just not outside. But here in America, the argument is, should we have it or not? And there seem to be a lot of really good arguments about why we shouldn't. And we happen to have this government agency who is supposed to be worried about our privacy. What are they doing about it? Well, right now, nothing. But people are like, wait a minute. This is your job.
Government privacy watchdog under pressure to recommend facial recognition ban. So this is a headline from The Hill, which... The problem that I have with this article is that you could copy-paste or search and replace face recognition for building a profile on individual citizens. You don't have to have face recognition to build a profile on individual citizens. This is exactly what companies are doing. I think it's a misunderstanding to wrap all of that up into the facial recognition boogeyman, but at least the facial recognition boogeyman is getting some attention. But I think the citizenry is going to have to realize that this goes far beyond facial recognition, and that frog may already be boiling.
That frog is a thin paste at the bottom. There was a house fire because it was left unattended for so long. And now it's just sitting there in the rubble.
It's not any ordinary house fire. It's one of those house fires where they try to put out the type of fire that it is with the wrong type of fire suppressant, which just turns the whole thing into a fire.
There was a fair amount of grease in there with the boiling frog, and they just poured water on it. And so one thing that happens to you in China, if you mess with the facial recognition and the citizen score, is that you get cut out of the financial system. And it's a largely cashless society, at least in the big cities, so that can be very damaging to you. And now that we are speeding toward that facial recognition and that citizen score with our credit score type stuff, what else could we do to be more like China?
Former U.S. regulator leads the effort to create a digital dollar. The project will explore how a cryptocurrency can produce a more efficient and safer means of cross-border trade, clearance, and settlement. Now, I want you to read this story in the context of the previous story about massive ubiquitous surveillance.
Also, the word, like the crypto portion of that word mixed with government, this is the opposite of that. This is exposing everything. And you know damn well they'll sell those records to Google and Visa.
And sell the records. It's going to be a matter of public record.
I'm just saying the compound looks better every day.
I can see that you went to the pay toilet at Disney three times on December 27th, 2063. Do you have bowel problems?
Krista, where are you going to buy the shipping containers to build the compound out of?
Never. It's never going to happen because by the time I have enough money to do that, they're already going to know my face and I'm going to be embroiled in this system.
It's too late. It's too late for you, Krista. You're going to have to find another prepper and try to join their clan, but then they'll control you just as much as the government.
You can't garden harder. I can't help it. The time's not growing. There's not enough light in our apartment.
So we talk about end-to-end encryption. That's kind of the next big battle, right? Because we already have it.
The next
boogeyman. It exists. And more and more online places are going to that because it's the only real way to ensure that they're not going to snoop on you. I mean, they've proven if you don't have this, they will find a way. So you have to vilify it or, once again, find that goat trail. And this is another story where they're working hard to not really ban end-to-end encryption, but in function ban end-to-end encryption.
A new bill could punish web platforms for using end-to-end encryption. A Section 230 change could have an ulterior motive. So in the U.S., we have Section 230, which basically makes message board, forum, website operators not liable for things their users do. But this amendment would change that to say that, hey, you have to build your platform in such a way that your users can be surveilled, which means that all of that data is going to go into a database somewhere. Not can be surveilled. The function is that it will be.
And then the forums go away.
Yeah.
Because no one wants that.
Yeah.
Or, like Facebook. If Facebook has end-to-end encryption, then they're not doing the quote-unquote best practices, which puts them in violation, which they can't do.
What is it about human beings being terrible plus technology equals that all technology must be subverted because some people are terrible?
You can insert 100 different things in there other than technology.
Yeah. So, why the push against technology?
Because it's easy, like voter. Yeah,
it's an election year, and it's bureaucracy. Yeah. And bureaucracy needs to find a scapegoat. And you got people making decisions who shouldn't be making decisions, who don't actually do the things that are being affected here. It happens in a lot of places. And the other thing about it, and one of the scariest things that I've seen so far with the coronavirus is people saying that it should be criminal to spread quote-unquote disinformation about the coronavirus.
Except we don't really know that much about it yet.
Well, we know that China's certainly spreading disinformation.
Yeah.
So that's weird. It's like, well, why not just, let people voice that opinion and then dispute it in a scientific way? Why do we have to ban people from actually saying anything? That seems like, violation of free speech. Oh, wait. It's another presidential debate topic.
Soundbite. Elizabeth Warren proposes criminal penalties for spreading voting disinformation online. Yeah.
Where's she at in the polls?
She's not doing well.
I didn't think so. I haven't heard anything about her in a while.
She was like number two, I think, but now every point she loses goes straight to Sanders.
Sounds right.
Now, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but I heard that the herpes virus can live on those voting machines for up to a week. So I'm not saying like don't vote, but
I mean, if you don't want herpes.
That's hyperbole.
Clearly, that's what's happening with that's what Warren probably thinks is happening with her percentage, right?
Someone told them that if you vote for me, you'll get herpes, and they just believe it.
We reported about 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe more than that at this point, that the FCC had solved the robocalling crisis, which is weird. There must be like all new robocallers because I still get them. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Don't know about you guys,
but it's weird. But anyway, it seems like some people are also still getting them, and instead of counting on the powers that be, they're taking their own path. And by them, I mean the U.S. government, not depending on their own agency.
Well, a different part of the agency.
But going to the courts.
The U.S. files lawsuits over robocall scams and cites massive financial losses. So the U.S. government on Tuesday sued 5 U.S. companies and 3 individuals alleging they were behind the robocalls. So, okay. But a lawsuit, this is going to take a while to win through the court and will probably be ineffective for about a year.
So they figured out that this was from India, but they have to have service here in the U.S. because those numbers have to look like they're originating from the U.S. So they're going after those gateway companies. And this is the robocall that calls you and it's like, you owe the IRS this much money and you're going to be arrested tomorrow if you don't pay it. And old people are like, oh God, go get a cashier's check. Or what, Green Dot or whatever it is, you know, ridiculous thing they demand. So if you get that call, don't fall for that. Warn your parents, grandparents. Also, ransomware. Who was it last week that got ransomware'd?
Oh, the government or the...
I mean, anywhere... Like any of the states.
Yeah, well, I can't remember who exactly it was. We had an example.
We had the report came out of like how much internet traffic is related to what kind of malware, and like 5 and 10 year old ransomware malware was still in like the top 5, which is just sad and disappointing because all those vulnerabilities have been patched long ago.
But it's constant and it's successful. That's the thing because most people, they don't know what to do, so they just pay it because it usually is a lot cheaper to pay it than it is to deal with it. But that just encourages more and more of it. So some states are saying, no, we have to put our foot down. But once again, the bureaucracy and the unintended consequences come home to roost.
Maryland bill would outlaw ransomware and keep researchers from reporting bugs. It requires consent before infecting and criminalizes other computering. That's literally the headline.
Computering. What are you up to? Oh, just doing
some
computering.
Just doing some computering, yeah.
So you can't go anywhere near another network without permission, basically. So
obviously this will immediately stop all the ransomware.
Well, it's like the gun laws, right? Yeah. Like, you really think the North Koreans care about this law? No. They're going to violate this anyway. It doesn't matter to them. They're already criminals. Jesus Christ. So, but the penetration testers and people of that ilk could be
negatively impacted by this?
Because remember those guys that got arrested for breaking into the state building, even though they were hired?
The charges were dropped this week, finally, after, like, what? That was 6 months? That's crazy.
So we'll see more stuff like that. Unfortunate. And speaking of those gun laws, I didn't even plan that. We have a constant argument about, you know, that we're the only country that has it, and everybody else is jealous of that, so they say we're barbarians. And it's not going to matter pretty soon because technology. Guess what? You can't put the genie back in the bottle, but oh, they're sure trying. They got like every finger in every hole of the bottle, like trying to keep them out.
Oh. A coalition of states sue over rules that could allow 3D printed gun blueprints to be posted on the internet. I've got some bad news for you.
They're on the internet.
Well, I bet you've probably seen quite a few like blueprints for that when you're looking at stuff on Thingiverse.
Well, see, it's crazy though because I don't think you would actually want to 3D print a firearm, but you can 3D print jigs that make it easier to make firearms out of metal. Like, you can do rifling now with an electrical process by printing a jig that you use to apply to a pipe to rifle a barrel. Now, I'm not really sure that it's a good idea to make a hardware store firearm, but I think that's going to be a little bit more durable than a completely 3D printed firearm.
Well, what if it was the choice between doing that or going to the CDC camp? Here's a story, and I don't know what to think about this, because on one hand, it's like, well, you know, global hysteria, that's a real thing. That's certainly happened in the past. And on the other hand, why would you lie about this? Because what do these people have to gain?
Colorado mystery drones weren't real. We reported on this. This is kind of a follow-up. There were drones flying in formation, apparently with some kind of mass hysteria. There were a few small, lawfully operated drones, and there were apparently some commercial aircraft. But beyond that, the drones weren't real, according to this article.
But how do you think that was, like, a social media thing? How did all those people know to report it in the same way?
Probably a social media thing. Or aliens.
That's just like Bigfoot, man. How come we have so many stories of Bigfoot in all different parts of the country?
Because bears.
I believe.
Some people just misreported the size of the drones, and some people misidentified flying aircraft through the area.
I think that could be explained away because these people didn't see anything other than lights.
Yeah.
And then when questioned, we're like, what do these drones look like? And they're like, oh, God. Just make something up. But it just goes to show you that humanity is never going to have any sort of accuracy in our reporting or news or anything like that, because there's something fundamentally wrong with us and things like this happen. Or this is a big cover-up and there were drones or something else.
UFOs.
Our biological vessels are just an intermediate step toward the singularity.
Yeah, we're baby machines, and we think we're so much more, but we're not. We need to accept that so that we can understand our limitations. And speaking of drones and the government in their ongoing war with China said to themselves, wait a minute, who made all these drones? And there was one answer.
Department of the Interior grounds its drones amid cybersecurity concerns. Now, yeah, they're not sure about the software and the location tracking and the control of the drones. It's like, if we use these for a real exercise, will these be compromised? We're not sure. We need to audit them.
Seems like that would be something you'd want to do, you know, when you made the purchase.
Seems like
it. We weren't at war with China during those days.
Technically, we're not still. Technically.
Yeah. Or did we just launch a bioweapon?
Yeah. I like that conspiracy theory. I enjoy reading all the conspiracy theories about coronavirus on Twitter. The best place to get your news.
I've said this before, but the coronavirus is like some of my favorite kind of doom porn. But then there's always, you know, like every third story, I get that little, like, in the back of my mind, that little voice saying, but what if this is going to be really bad?
I saw that the worldwide supply of face masks and alcohol swabs is basically at zero because guess where they're all made?
They're all made in China.
A lot of stuff's made in China. I think we're going to learn that in a couple of weeks.
The TVs are going to be gone from the set. It's like, we were able to sell those for $3,000 each because...
So
we've been able to hire a new editor just based on the funds from the TVs.
Yeah.
So anyway... I'm a little worried about it at this point. Like, not super worried. I'm still, like, kind of just, like, enjoying the drama. But at the same time, it's like, but you know that number? That 300 number? Those were humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not just a number.
I think that there's more than 300 in the pictures that are coming out of social media from China, but...
A lot of body bags. And they're that bright yellow color. It makes them easy to spot.
Yeah, I mean, you can see them from space. It's more than 300.
Like the Great Wall of China.
Well, we talked about the Chinese facial recognition probably having a hard time lately. Yeah, can they work with just the eyes?
I don't think so.
I think they need especially the jawline, right?
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. And the mask is going to cover that up. But the rest of the world said, all right, we need to pick up the slack with the dystopia. Let's do our part. And recently Brexited UK is stepping in.
The Met Police to deploy facial recognition cameras. No, this is not a repeat from last week where they were after soccer hooligans. This is going to be everywhere.
Yeah, they had the vans. I guess the van trial went really well.
Yeah.
And they said, let's just put these up everywhere.
The van trial went so well, it's like they found a hooligan they've been looking for since 1985. He was the one that, you know, spilled a beer on Prince somebody or other.
That's what they're using this tech for? That makes you feel good.
Well, not no, this is everybody. So this is going to scan everybody and look for outstanding warrants. But it's got like a 40% success rate, and it's got a lot of false positives. So
that makes you feel good.
You can expect to be pulled to the side and have to prove that you're not this other person because you look like them, according to the cameras. So.
Great.
Good luck with that. In the EU, we talked about the big charger debate. Should iPhones be forced to use USB-C? And there was a vote, and oh boy, it was overwhelming.
Oh no, the headline. EU lawmakers vote overwhelmingly in favor of common charging standard, despite Apple's protestations. I don't, like, why is this even news? Who cares?
It seems silly to me that they're not already standard.
Apple cares.
Between devices.
I mean, yeah, Apple's like, all right, we're going to do away with charging ports altogether. Ha ha ha.
I guess.
Now, the thing that killed me about this is that in the resolution, they don't define which port. And I think like micro USB is in the running.
Yeah, before USB-C. Micro USB was terrible.
What a step back that would be. Yeah. That's ridiculous. And I think Thunderbolt is actually like in the options too. So like, are we going to force all the other phones to become? Wouldn't that be a coup for Apple? How many lobbying dollars would you be willing to spend if you're Apple?
We're going to use Lightning because USB just doesn't cut it.
So, yeah. It's ridiculous. And it's going to happen. So, vote now for your favorite board. You don't have a voice.
Especially not now that there's...
You don't know that there's some lawmakers reading the comments on our YouTube channel.
Also in the UK, they have made a final decision on the Huawei question. Now, the US government was pressuring them heavily to get in on that hot Huawei ban and crush China while they're down. When your enemy's down, you kick them in the crotch. That's the way of international politics.
Sun Tzu.
But
I was told I wasn't supposed to do that when we were fist fighting in Red Dead Redemption.
Well, that's a different thing, Krista. International politics is not like Old West fist fighting at all. But the UK has made kind of a middle-of-the-road decision.
Huawei allowed limited access to UK's 5G networks as Britain defies US pressure. That might have been a Freudian slip. Britain as a prison with Brexit.
I thought you were trying to say brazen.
I don't know. So Huawei can sell up to 35% of the infrastructure to mobile providers. But what Britain found when they were doing this was that every provider was buying Huawei equipment because it was the cheapest. Whoops.
So you're only allowed to use... You can't use it on the radios. You can only use 35% of any one vendor on the radios themselves. So the idea is, if it turns out Huawei is in the Chinese government's pocket and we have to turn all those off, then that's only 35% of the coverage.
Pretty sure the other 66% of the wireless modem providers probably also getting their technology from China, too.
That's 101.
It's almost like outsourcing everything to one country. It was maybe a bad idea.
Well, it's not really outsourcing. It's just that they're so cheap. Because they're literally willing to throw away human lives. Boiler Snake is, again, very upset.
The Boiler Snake has U.S.-made Honeywell controls. Thank you very much.
And
he's very angry. Oh, my gosh.
Well, he's like, we were talking so much about the coronavirus, it really gets him riled up. And he's like, no, I'm not going to blow up today.
But he's like, it's nice and sunny and warm outside. I don't need to even be on today.
We got to the China section, and he's just like, no, I'm not having it.
Oh, no, we didn't do the German story. The Germans won in. The Germans won in.
Oh, yeah.
More Huawei. So it's funny because we went to the UK and we were like, yes, we must destroy Huawei. And the UK was like, now hang on a minute. And we went to Germany and Germany was like, yep, we're on board there. Go Americans.
Yeah, Huawei denies a German report that it colluded with Chinese intelligence. So... yeah.
It's basically just the same thing that we accused them of.
Well, Germany said that they had first-hand account or first-hand smoking gun proof that at least some equipment had been compromised by the intelligence wing of China, which adds some credibility to what they were saying in the U.S., but...
But they admitted that the U.S. had been in contact with them and helped them uncover this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm.
Who knows? And also, we are in the China block, in case you didn't notice. We learned this week that Apple, so every year, I think twice a year actually, Apple comes out and they tell us, here is what we took off the App Store because governments called us up and said, do this now or you will suffer. And no surprise, who is in the number one spot?
China number one. Apple removed 805 apps from China. It seems to be mostly porn and VPN apps, but there's a lot.
Now, okay, China, Saudi Arabia, I get. What is Norway doing? Is this because of the gambling thing?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And then Switzerland?
Gambling apps.
I thought Switzerland was supposed to be neutral.
Russia, Vietnam, Netherlands,
not
Austria.
When it, the Netherlands. And then it was a little bit different in the first half of 2019. That was 2018 data right there. So in 2019, China's still number one by a long shot. Norway out of the picture here. So they got it out of their system, I guess.
Netherlands up there, though.
Yeah, I would love to know what those are. I bet it's the loot box thing. Because weren't they...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet it was. Huh.
Interesting. Mm. We talked about E3, and they had the little embarrassment because it turns out that they left a database online, and it was all of the attendees, or a huge chunk of the attendees, personal information, a lot of personal information. And so they have now guaranteed it's not going to happen again. They've learned their lesson.
E3 organizer says that it's tightened security after accidentally doxing hundreds of thousands of attendees, or thousands of attendees, not hundreds of thousands. I can't read today because my glasses are dirty. So yeah, E3, they put out a press release almost inviting, daring hackers to say, hey, come and dump our stuff.
Oh God, it would be real embarrassing if that happened again after we've said this.
Oh no, no.
I was hoping there'd be a story right after that was just like immediately hacked.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. When is E3?
March. So a week after next, breach of the week. About
it's
3 weeks.
It's like a month away.
So yeah, you don't have to wait long.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to mention this at the start. Puxatawny Phil, the groundhog, says that we will have an early spring this year. And if you didn't know that news, now you do.
Did he have any estimations of the death toll of the coronavirus?
No, I think he just looked at his shadow and decided, oh, we're going to have an early spring.
Between the death toll of the coronavirus and global warming, I think early spring was a foregone conclusion.
What animal do you think we should consult on the coronavirus question?
Pigs, right? No, bats.
Honeybees.
The dead bat that's on my windowsill.
How do we measure it? What does a bat have to see?
No, you just because they echolocate.
Well, Avast antivirus, they have a service where they will monitor your web activity and warn you if you go to any questionable sites or anything weird happens. And in order to do that, they have to monitor.
Watch everything that you do.
Literally everything. And it's not just on your local computer. It actually goes out that data onto the internet, into the cloud, and looks at that. That's where it gets measured, and then it sends back the information. And as a security company, you can imagine they would know more than anybody how risky that is, and that they would never misuse that data. Because that would be suicide, right?
Avast closes Jumpshot over data privacy backlash, but transparency is the real issue. So Jumpshot was the service that monitored that, and it turns out they've been monetizing that.
Whoops. Straight up selling that data to Google and everybody. And we've talked about this before. It was anonymized, yes, anonymized. But it is trivial to recognize someone by their pattern of web browsing. Turns out we're creatures of habit. And just based on your day-to-day web use, you can absolutely be fingerprinted.
This guy's on Twitter a lot.
So, embarrassing. They've shut that down, but hopefully, if you're an Avast user, you will reconsider that. Because how can you be a security company when you're selling data?
Yeah, they've said that they're going to shut it down, but you know.
It's a little too late.
Yeah.
I did not know that this company existed, but I love the name SpiceJet.
I do too.
That's great, right?
Was it the West Indies company? They probably would have loved that.
It's Spice Indian. Jet. Yeah, it's
Is
Indian.
It just Indian?
Which, I mean, you know.
West Indian.
They eat a lot of spices. Why not? SpiceJet. Unfortunately, that beautiful name has now been tarnished by a breach.
Breach at Indian Airline. SpiceJet affects 1.2 million passengers. They handled it in the most disresponsible way possible, which is the security researcher notified them, and they were like, nah, nothing's broken. It's probably fine. So they let the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team know, and then the government got involved, and then SpiceJet was like, fine, I guess we'll fix it.
The spice must flow, as must our users' data.
That would be a great, like, slogan for them. The spice must fly.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is good.
We should contact them.
Aren't they making a Dune movie or a TV show or some sort of adaptation, like, this year or next year?
I thought Amazon has already been shooting that for their, getting into the Netflix game thing.
Yeah.
It could be good. Do you think they ever got the Spice Girls to be part of their ad campaign? That would be smart.
I hope the Spice Girls are a part of KFC's ad campaign, because that's brilliant on Twitter.
You know, the one who I think is still around the most is Scary Spice, and then Posh Spice. What happened to the other three? Like, what happened to Sporty Spice?
They probably retired.
I'm sure they all retired.
Boiler Snake has thoughts on that, too.
He loves the Spice Girls. Even though they hit
That's actually his rendition of Whatever You Want, If You Want to Be My Lover.
It was before his time, so he didn't discover them till later on streaming. And then he was like, oh my God, I can't believe this existed. I didn't know about it.
If Boiler Snake had to pick a favorite, who was his favorite?
Baby. Baby Spice.
Everyone loved Baby.
Yeah. She wasn't the most gifted musically, but she was adorable.
The ones who were most popular were Baby and Ginger in my friend group. Everyone liked Baby and Ginger.
The two you've never heard of again after that.
Yeah. It's weird. No one liked Posh, but she was the one who became the most successful, I would say. Still relevant.
Is success marrying into money?
She has like a fashion line, though.
Oh, yeah, because of her husband.
I don't know. I think that might have to do something, with the whole, global fashion icon for little girls everywhere in the late 90s.
Maybe.
My Dixie cup is shedding onto my hands.
Think about all the stuff you've drank.
Could it be that they didn't design the Dixie cup for someone with severely low impulse control?
I'm going to play with it. Play with it.
People think that I'm looking at my phone a lot. I'm usually just twisting my rings anxiously while we film the news.
Have you guys thought about maybe popping a Xanax before we do the news?
Yes. Just hit some Xanny bars.
Couple of bong hits.
We got some White Claw in the fridge still.
I don't know if that's going to do the job. That lowers inhibition. Well, remember that time that Illinois outlawed facial recognition? And everybody's like, oh, that's cool. Wonder if anything's ever going to happen with that. Well, something did happen. Because that Facebook tag feature? Guess what that is?
Facial recognition.
So they were sued. That happened quite a while back, but we now know the outcome.
Facebook has reached a $550 million settlement in face recognition lawsuit. The lawsuit began in 2015 when Illinois accused Facebook of violating the state's Biometric Information Privacy Act on collecting biometric data. $550 million. This smells fishy. This smells super fishy. $500 million for this level of facial recognition? You could give, I don't know, probably $1,000 plus to everybody in Illinois that's using this. Is that what they're going to do?
They're going to do that?
No. It smells very fishy, especially for a landlocked state.
Do you have any idea how much debt Illinois is in as a state? They can't pay the firefighters' pensions for many more years.
I mean, $550 million just seems... That seems actually like probably where it should be, but that's shockingly high compared to the fines that Facebook has endured so far for... arguably more egregious violations of individuals' privacy.
But I think in this case, it's much more cut and dry if you go to court, because it was a law that was on the books and everybody knew about it. And Facebook just said, I don't care. And like I said, Illinois really needs money. $550 million will pay the police and fire pensions for 3 weeks in Chicago. So... they could have gone for a lot more. They need a lot more. Would have been an easy way to get it. So we talk about every week we have the big hack. This one, it didn't happen this week, but we found out about it this week. And this one's really big. And it just goes to show you how these giant, international entities are kind of do as we say, not as we do? Because what do you think the UN's policy on revealing data breaches is for every country?
Oh, it's a GDPR violation if they don't, you know, have a bunch. Or wait, is it? No, I guess not, because United Nations.
But I'm sure they weigh in. It's like, oh, you have to be responsible, and you can't put your citizens in danger. You have to tell them immediately.
Where's Geneva again?
And the do as we say is not as we do here.
Oh, no. A leaked report shows that the United Nations suffered a hack, and they didn't say anything. They just said, we're doing maintenance. That's all. Nobody had any idea.
And the hack was of the employees of the United Nations, who still have not been notified.
Can you imagine just like browsing through your news for the day and then being like, wait, what?
How unfortunate is it that you're the United Nations employee that's been targeted by a foreign nation state, and they're just going to kill you, and one of their agents is going to take your place?
It's like, hey, Bob, I'm just leaving for China. Everything good? And he's like, oh, yeah, nothing to worry about. It's not like they know that you've been spying.
Well, so you get on the plane, and that's when you read the news article, and you're like, but oh, no.
It is because of the nature of what they went after and how it was targeted to specific servers. They do believe that it was a very high-level nation-state attack. So, the worst possible situation, perhaps. If you have a Chrome Web Store app, you may have noticed when pushing your last update that something weird is going on the web store.
You're not getting money anymore.
It's not just you. It's everybody.
The Chrome Web Store is currently facing a wave of fraudulent transactions. So what has Google done? Shut down your ability to have transactions that involve money.
Or to update your app. So let's assume that your app was somehow, you know, upstream compromised, and you need to push a fix. They're not going to allow that.
No. Not until this thing, whatever it is, settles down because of all the fraudulent transactions. It's distributed, they said, so it's really hard for them to nail it down. And also in super high volume, so that's a problem. Probably this is fixed by the time you're watching this, but good lord.
Who knows? We'll see. So, we had, what was it, 3 years ago?
Yeah,
big Hawaii.
We reported on that.
Was that 3 years ago?
Ah, that's crazy, isn't it?
I feel like that was like last year.
That was 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. So Hawaii, Krista, you're starting to hit that like later in life.
Yeah, where things don't feel like they were that long ago, but then it's like, oh my goodness.
You no longer have firsts in your life. You don't have milestones as regularly. So it seems like it compresses down because it's just the monotony grinding you away into dust. That's what that is.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Yeah, when we do the podcast, they either go like really goofy and we just talk about food, or they get really bleak. And there's no way to know until you start listening.
Well, speaking of bleakness, here's a picture of it before we do the headline. This was the
the Hawaii ballistic missile.
In case you missed that story 3 years ago.
Of course, this is not a drill.
Narrator. It was actually a drill.
And
it was a mistake, I think. The guy didn't mean to hit the button. And
after that happened, of course, this was 2017, so everybody, we'd just gotten over elections, so the outrage machine was kind of tampered down, but everybody was like, wow, we have to do something about this. And they're like, yep, we're going to. And here in 2020, guess what?
The Security Ledger is reporting that 7 years later, scores of emergency alert systems are unpatched and vulnerable. So wide open doors for any criminal mischief that might ensue.
So there's this little box. This thing. And this picks up those radio signals. And at some point, the distributor of this box put the key, the backdoor key, in one of the software updates. So the key is out there. People have it.
Just like the truth.
So if you know where this box is and, you know, what port it's listening on or whatever, that's a radio signal, it's not a port, then, or frequency, I guess, you can use that to get into the box.
Whoops.
Or I guess it's an SSH key. So you do. It is a port. So you could get in there and mess with it and, you know, launch from the command line. You could probably launch these things.
Terminology aside, it's bad.
And what have they done about it?
Nothing.
Now, there is a fix from the distributor, but it turns out that, as you might imagine, a lot of these are in radio stations and stuff like that. And it's literally, this guy's just in the bottom of a closet somewhere. And they keep sending them like letters and stuff. And it's like, hey, you need to update that. And it's like, what? I mean, Bill used to do that, but he's dead. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Can you do that? Can you do it remotely? It's like, no, we can't.
So, I don't think that we'll need one, though, because, I mean, it's not likely for there to be any sort of, like, pandemic or anything in the near future where we would need emergency alerts.
Or, you know, us living not far from some other significant issues.
Yeah, I think, well, if anything, the demonstration of the current pandemic is that the population is so high that we literally just don't have the infrastructure to respond to anything. I mean, can you imagine an American construction company tasked with building a hospital / jail that's 35,000 square meters over, you know, a week-long period?
But that place...
We just all die.
That place is just a place where you can go to die. If it happens here... You know, I've been preparing. I've been buying extra water, and I bought an extra canister of rice last week.
Canister or a bag?
No, just a canister.
Was it Costco? It was only like $2,000, and you could have a year of food.
Oh yeah, they have those buckets. That's the freeze dried.
Oh yeah, the Mountain House meals. Those are not bad. I've taken those on camping trips.
I bet those are sold out.
Yeah, probably. I bet, you know, I haven't checked the price on like backpacking meals, but I bet they have gone up some.
It's a bad time to get into backpacking.
It is.
Or
it's winter.
What else could you need a face mask for? Power washing?
Construction.
And so I guess the breach of the week we got to give to SpiceJet just because of the cool name. But it wasn't the only breach this week.
LabCorp. Yes, that LabCorp. Has a security lapse that exposed thousands of medical documents. So if LabCorp has done some lab tests for you, as LabCorp does, well, those were online.
They had everything.
7.7 million patients.
They had the list of stuff, and it was pretty identifying. I mean, it was what you expect, you know, first, last. I don't know if Social Security was in there, but...
Definitely a HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
Definitely not something you want out there. And the...
Multiple HIPAA violations. So many HIPAA
the
violations.
The nature... of the test. So if you're getting tested for something embarrassing, your email and your name and address is now attached to that in public.
Pretty soon it's going to be a part of your background check.
I see in 2003 you were tested for herpes. Tell me more about that.
You think
this is a job interview.
You think it has the results?
Oh, that would be interesting.
Well, we talk about every week... We get a more embarrassing story for Ring.
It's been a bad week for Ring.
And I thought after that last one, like the GPS one, I was like, wow, that's the top of the mountain. We certainly will come down from here. But no.
We had not reached the summit.
We've only reached the clouds. The clouds were masking the true summit.
We're at base camp 3.
The EFF is reporting that the Ring Doorbell app, this is the mobile app, is packed with third-party trackers, including Facebook. Even if you don't have a Facebook account, it's still submitting all of your information to Facebook.
What do you think about this? You like this, Krista, this stock photo?
I feel like they could have made this more intimidating.
It's an oddly shaped head, isn't it?
I think it's a cop with a cop hat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this,
you know,
is,
the hats that they don't wear anymore.
This is his, like, weirdly long head with no neck?
Yep.
He has a neck there.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's the ear.
That's the ear, the neck, okay, and then his, like, collar on his shirt is there.
I don't like that.
You know,
it does kind of look like a little tumor on his shoulder, but that's his collar.
You know, I was looking at some of our old Ring posts, and we've been making fun of Ring for its horribleness since November. So if you follow this program and took our warning seriously and, you know, didn't buy into the whole Ring thing, you'd be in pretty good shape.
So...
Mixed panel, apps flyer, and Facebook.com. Literally every click, anything that you do, it's like your personally identifiable information, all of it. Yeah.
And here's what they get.
Yep.
So they show the actual, like, it's actually quite a bit of information that gets passed. Embarrassing.
Is it, though? I mean, I feel like that...
Jeff Bezos is still on his third super yacht.
We knew this was happening even without proving it. Why would it not be happening? That's their whole business model.
That's
their
true.
Business model is literally to do this.
Probably more embarrassing for Facebook than Amazon.
Because
Amazon already had the stink of this all over them.
Yeah.
But now Facebook has to share in it.
Hasn't Zuckerberg been saying that, oh, we're taking privacy seriously now? Oh, we're doing something.
Yeah, they're seriously invading your privacy. They're going to get serious about it.
He's saying it, but at the same time, he's like lighting a cigar, leaning back in his chair. Yeah,
with a $100 bill.
Very seriously.
It's not a $100 bill. It's a printout of your personal information.
No, he wouldn't burn that. That's just like burning money.
Well, he's got a backup. Remember those beautiful, innocent days when the most we had to worry about was the critical flaws in speculative execution and Intel chips? When that was the big story? Remember those
Every
days?
Every week.
Well, let's revisit those days, but we'll never go back to that wonderful time.
Intel is patching its zombie load CPU security flaw for the third time. Security researchers say the company needs to change its approach. Yeah, we need some new silicon, Intel. Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think they are changing their approach. They're getting more and more away from desktop CPU design. That's their approach.
See, he's just crying in a bathroom somewhere. I'll never be as good as Lisa Su. I like the memes around Lisa Su. I find them funny. So
I'm sure she does too. And it also like is kind of like,
I'm probably weirded out by it. But yeah, it's funny because it's not happening to me. So
I'm sure she laughs at them because it's like, oh, this is probably good for business. But in private, she's just like, I don't understand this. Why are they targeting me? Bitcoin forked several times. We got Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Gold. Isn't there like Bitcoin Classic?
Yeah.
There's so many Bitcoins now. I logged in my Coinbase account because I actually bought some Bitcoin right before the Wu-Tang flu hit. And because I figured, why not? And I was like, oh, I've got all these other forks now. I didn't realize I had those. But Bitcoin Gold is maybe not the one that you wanted to go with. If you bet on that horse, you're going to have a bad time.
Bad news. Bitcoin Gold has been hit by 51% attacks. $72,000 in cryptocurrency has been double spent. Basically, the thing with the distributed cryptocurrency network is if the bad guys control more than half of the network, they can do whatever they want. And so Bitcoin...
What is this picture?
And so Bitcoin Gold is... there's not enough legit people using it.
So this, Chris, to answer your question, this exchange actually banned Bitcoin Gold because this is not the first time this has happened.
Is that guy making a fart raspberry with his mouth?
I don't know.
That's what it looks like.
He's letting you know that Bitcoin Gold is no good. So they required, if you've ever used Bitcoin, you know that it requires a certain number of confirmations from the blockchain to actually make your transaction legitimate. They required 6 and 12.
And now 20.
And the attackers rolled it back 14.
Yeah.
So they basically just rewrote. And they only had to pay, I think it was like $12,000.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
To attack the blockchain and get that 51%. Which is crazy. Very effective in terms of the return on investment there. And finally, we talked about this in terms of when we talked about it, it was more like an optional thing. Like, oh, they're doing this and you don't realize that. They're telling you that you're going to get a benefit out of this app in X ways, but really what they're doing is Y. But now there's some conflicting reports that this might not be optional. And that is just terrifying.
U.S. colleges are trying to install location tracking apps on students' phones. Supposedly, it's an easier way to track attendance. Colleges shouldn't enforce attendance. You're paying the college to go there. If you are irresponsible enough not to actually go to class, great. Stay out of class.
But
joke's on you. I had a dumb phone for all 4 years of college.
That affects their bottom line. Because they want... When they are courting the parents... They want to say that we have this tiny dropout rate because we really take care of our students. And
that
so,
sounds like high school.
Because the parents have the money and college is too expensive.
Exactly.
If you don't have a good work ethic by the end of high school, you probably don't belong in college.
So this was University of Missouri.
Colleges don't make money if more kids don't go.
Yeah, maybe the point of college is not to make money.
I don't know.
What?
I think college is a business. So
absolutely. University of Missouri was the big one, but there were a couple of other ones, and they all sort of reported different things. Some of them said, oh, it's not required. One of them said it's required, but it's only the pilot program with 2% of the students that we're trying this out on.
Pilot program. How much resistance do we encounter?
Yeah, and but
probably none from fresh high school graduates.
The whole idea is to report attendance. And of course, when we talked about this before, when they were talking about this as this, like, you know, saying how great it is, they would say things like, oh, you haven't left your dorm room in 2 days. Someone's going to come and check on you. You might be suicidal.
Or just have the flu or be studying for a final.
Or be super hungover.
That would never happen in college.
The other thing that's interesting here is that apparently this is only an iOS app. So what do they do for the Android users?
Or the people like me who were too poor to get a smartphone.
Oh, I've only got Windows Phone. What do I do?
BlackBerry.
Yeah. I mean, it's only a matter of time. There's like, you know, how the record player is like, I've got a record player or an 8-track machine in my dorm room. It's like, oh no, I don't use a modern cell phone. I use the old school, like, you know, dumb phone because it's retro.
You, ab for sure, 100%, I have no doubt about this, go on like a drug dealer watch list if you do that.
Obviously. I feel like a lot of college students did that because you can get the prepaid phones and you just pay month to month. Like, why would you, if you're a poor college student, why would you
have a smartphone bill? Because in the modern day, everything is through the apps. Don't you think most colleges probably have registration through an app now?
I don't know.
Is that the same app that does this?
It's time for me to go wash my hands.
Yeah, you've got like, you've got little bits of Dixie Gray all over your fingertips.
You're like a 3-year-old over there, just making a mess.
My 3-year-olds don't cause that much trouble in class. Also, they know to throw their water cup away when they're done with
how
it.
How much of that you think you've inhaled at this point?
A lot.
How much have we inhaled?
That's another good question. Everybody's going to be like, oh, you've got the coronavirus. It's like, no, that's Dixie cup residue, actually. I have glitter lung.
Anyway,
glitter.
What's the next episode?
The next episode will be business and
social.
I think it'll be social, yeah.
Okay. Social. Nice.
We'll see you guys then.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, I really can't see because of the...